How's it going? I just wanted to remind you briefly that you should take care of yourself. I have a lot of practice. Reminding myself to take care of myself. And I think it's something that a lot of us are bad at because we don't want to feel selfish or maybe too self-indulgent, but I think that self-care has become this weird thing, like this weird trendy thing, which can be good. I mean, you know, if it's a little more normalized, then maybe, you know, more people will feel a little less guilty about taking care of themselves. But self-care looks really different for different people. It's not a, you know, it's not always a cute Instagram-worthy post moment. I remember I heard, well, this was a couple years ago now, but the idea that, you know, being, like, getting organized and actually using a planner or doing the dishes is technically a form of self-care. And at first I was like, I don't think you understand. But, you know, it's about perspective, like so many things, but, you know, it's kind of like a Charles Dickens Christmas story kind of thing, right? You can take care of your past self, you can take care of your present self, or you can take care of your future self. So if you you know, if you need to take care of your past self, so if you need to forgive yourself for things you've done, or, you know, just reflect on something and kind of process it. And it could be, you know, doesn't have to be super heavy stuff. It could just be forgiving yourself for not sending a thank you card, or, you know, something you've been beating yourself up about, that it's, you know, at the end of the day, for better or worse, it didn't get done. And that's okay. And I think that there's a lot that we put on ourselves to carry and to deal with. And we don't always have to actually do all of that. You know, give yourself permission to get over that thing you did or didn't do last week. Give yourself permission to grieve about something, or to, you know, rage and scream and be mad about something, or to, you know, feel your feelings about something that happened that maybe you've been putting off. I used to notoriously I used to schedule I used to schedule myself time to cry. Like, I knew it was gonna happen. And, just my situation at the time, like, I knew I was gonna have to schedule in time to be, I guess, not okay with what was going on. And I think, if you aren't, that's an example of taking care of your future self, making a schedule. But, if you got overwhelmed and didn't go to that thing you said you would, just forgive yourself or make peace with it. The term I use is bless and release. Just, acknowledge it and kind of just have to keep rolling, because if you get stuck dwelling on things, you can't be present. Anyways, so if you're taking care of your present self, that could look like something like a massage or, a pedicure or whatever. But it doesn't have to. If you don't like people touching your feet, you don't have to get an Instagram-worthy pedicure. If you don't have, $100 to drop on a massage, then, it's okay if your self-care is just making sure you get some vitamin D, like sit in the sun for 10 minutes or whatever. Your self-care doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Taking care of yourself doesn't have to be trendy. And it doesn't have to be glamorous. And it, if you're doing it right, it probably isn't. Or if you're really struggling, if it's something that you need to get better at the beginning, it's gonna look like baby steps. It's gonna look like, I don't know. It's gonna look like maybe not leaving your clothes in the dryer for 2 days or whatever. I sit here and realize I didn't switch my laundry. The point is, it's okay to not be okay, first of all, obviously. That's always something I will preach. It's okay to admit that you're, admit to yourself that that you need to take care of yourself, right? Like, so many of us are, we get so caught up on feeling about it, that we should do things, right? That we are, I don't know, just we should be doing this, or, oh, well, I need to be doing that. But think, self-care can look like actually sitting down and reflecting on what you want. And who says, are you saying you should be doing these things? Are these things that you want to do to meet your goals and your, are these expectations that you've set on yourself, or are these arbitrary things that you think you should do because someone else said it. And maybe, I mean, you know, if it's something that someone close to you, that someone you care for has asked you to do, that's one thing if you've committed to doing something. But if it's, oh, I saw this thing that's trending right now that I should be doing, you know, I should be I should be simplifying my life, or I should be getting rid of things that don't bring me joy, if that's something you actually think you should do and you think would make your life better, then go for it. But don't just do something because everyone's doing it, I guess, is my that's always my outlook. But I'm a little bit of a contrarian, I guess, in that regard. I always, if everyone's doing it, then I'm probably less likely to. But I guess what the point is, it's okay. You can give yourself permission. And I think, I don't know, I always need a reminder that, you know, every day is a fresh start and it's okay. It's a constant balancing act between pushing yourself and giving yourself grace. And I think that a lot of us get caught up in just going with the flow and I kind of make it I've made a personal shift. I think I've talked about this before, but I made a personal shift in my speaking patterns. When I talk to people, I've stopped apologizing for every little thing. And this is something that especially women have been conditioned to do, but you know, we're taught that it's you know, you say you're sorry for things. But I read a thing that really kind of reframed it, and I really made me think about it, because when someone apologizes to you, when someone says, oh, I'm sorry, like, your knee-jerk reaction is usually to say, like, oh, it's okay, or, you know, oh, don't worry about it, or whatever. But when you apologize, you're actually, like, putting, like, your, it sounds very serious, putting a burden on someone, but you are, instead of making it a positive interaction, you're immediately giving them, like, a, even if it's so ingrained in our, you know, speaking patterns, you're giving them the, like, mental workload of, oh, well, okay, that's okay. Like, deciding whether or not it's okay, you know? Like, in trying to figure out why you're apologizing for something. I have one friend who's really bad at this. I always... She apologizes for everything. And I always tell her, stop apologizing. But I've never come out and said, like, no, you're not, or whatever, when she says, I'm sorry, because I don't want to make her feel bad. But, like, you know, there's nothing to apologize for. Stop apologizing. So the point is, y'all know I ramble, get off topic, but instead of apologizing, you say, you thank someone. So, and this is, you know, this is from some bestseller book, I'm pretty sure, some motivational speaker or some other, but, this is not my own, original philosophy or anything, but I've definitely internalized it. And so I'm one of those people, just because of who I am as a person, I just run late for things, according to you know, whatever clickbait article. It's because I'm a optimistic person. I think I have more time than I really do, or I think I can get faster. I think I can get ready faster than I actually can. But I am one of those one of those people who's just, for whatever reason, I am late a lot, and I don't mean anything by it, and it's never usually like absurdly late, but instead of saying sorry I'm late, I have started saying, like, or just in general, like, instead of saying sorry I'm late, you could say thank you for waiting for me. And it is, you know, it immediately changes the tone of the interaction. You know, instead of pointing out, like, oh, I'm a horrible person, I'm late, you're framing it as, oh, wow, you are a great person for waiting for me. Because in general, people, I mean, some people are horrible, but if it's your friends, they're not going to say, like, oh, great, you know, like, if, say, sorry I'm late, we're like, yeah, you suck, like, we missed this and that, and thanks for finally showing up, you know. In general, people don't actually react like that, even if maybe some are thinking that. But the point is that I personally do not think, this is breaking the fourth wall a bit, but I try not to apologize for not posting, because I don't have a set schedule for posting. I don't want to make myself feel obligated to post a certain number of times. And I, you know, yes, I wish I posted, you know, I wish I had been posting more, but if I were to come out and say, you know, sorry, I haven't posted in a while, then that's, you know, pointing out that, you know, it's implying that there's some horrible thing to be apologizing for that I haven't been posting. And then it's, you know, implying that the other person was, you know, is entitled to some kind of posting that I have been withholding from them or something. Whereas I could say, thanks for being patient, or thanks for listening, or good to see you again, or any number of positive things. That's maybe maybe seems off topic, but in my very hot mess of a brain, they are at least tangentially related. That, you know, you shouldn't feel obligated to post, or, you know, just because you normally do things doesn't mean that you can't take care of yourself and take a break if you need to. And, you know, again, breaking the fourth wall, but in my case, I basically had strep. You know, I didn't feel like that was something I needed to make a separate post about, you know, saying, oh, sorry, guys, I've been sick. I typed up a post saying that, you know, I was sick and you'd be hearing from me, and then it, my browser crashed. But anyways, I'm just rambling. What else is new? But, kind of jumped the shark there at the end, but, I think that I constantly need to remind myself that, you can't pour from an empty cup, and that, if you don't take care of yourself, then there's no way you'll be able to take care of other people. I was thinking the other day, it's kind of like if you have a car that leaks oil or something, you know, you can't just ignore it. You can't just put off getting an oil change or something. I mean, you can, but then you're going to be in, you know, end up broken down on the side of the road somewhere with your car completely messed up because you didn't, you know, you didn't take care of it. And, I guess I could say, mind your check engine light. It's funny because I'm bad at that too. Surprising no one. But I think that we could all do with a reminder that if a small break could potentially, you know, eliminate, I guess, is the word. prevent is the word. If a small break could prevent a, you know, a complete burnout or a complete breakdown or whatever words you want to use, but you know, life is, you gotta pace yourself, you know, sometimes. Everybody's running their own marathon here, and everyone's got their own pace, and everyone's I really enjoy metaphors, if you haven't gotten that by now. But this is the first time you've listened to me. You probably think I'm absolutely ridiculous. So, hi, if you're new. But everyone has their own pace. Everyone walks differently. Everyone exercises differently. Everyone has their favorite shoes and their favorite songs to listen to when they work out. And so, you know, getting sleepy in my metaphors are sliding into the ridiculous, I don't know. The original point of this audio is really just a self-care reassurance that you need to take care of yourself, and it's okay to take care of yourself, and it's okay if taking care of yourself looks completely ridiculous to someone else, because they don't know, you know, they don't know your struggle, they don't know what you're going through, and they don't have to know, and they don't have to know what you're doing. It doesn't have to be Instagram worthy. Hating on Instagram a lot this time. I'm not even on Instagram. by design. Because my, one of my versions of self-care is that I do not get on Instagram. Because I will just end up wasting lots of time and comparing myself to people when that's not helpful for me and what I what I need to fill my cup. So so yeah, this has been super rambly and really ridiculously long, so if you listen to all of this, hopefully you got something out of it other than I'm a crazy hot mess, but maybe I even put you to sleep, so well, there you go, that'd be a good, I guess a unforeseen benefit. I hope that you can take care of yourself this week, that you take time to figure out what that looks like for you, and be okay if it's not trendy looking. And be okay if it means that you have to pull back for a little while, because that's okay. It's okay. Alright. I'm gonna probably pass out almost immediately, so good night.